Greetings. This is Uncle Odd. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Uncle Odd, that's quite understandable. Why? Because whenever I gain just a little bit of traction on social media, the Druid Babylonian bastards come in and ban me. But that's okay. I self-identify as a whack-a-mole, and I keep coming back like a good rash. My name's Todd, and I'm a conspiracy factualist. Well then, if my name is Todd, why am I referred to as Uncle Odd? Well, I'm that family member at Thanksgiving that all of the adults regulate to the little kids' table because they just can't stand one more conspiracy-related conversation. Fact is, there's usually an Uncle Odd in every family. Chances are, if you're watching this, you're probably one of them, aren't you? Well, welcome to the Little Kids Roundtable. Anyway, one of my nephews just couldn't enunciate Todd, so he called me Uncle Odd. The nickname stuck, and I wear it with pride. I'm king of the Little Kids Roundtable, where we have all sworn an oath on some pumpkin pie that we will forever battle our common enemy, the Druid Babylonian bastards, who lord over us like a bunch of power-hungry, narcissistic sociopaths. You know who I'm talking about, don't you? Well, welcome to the show!
I don't want to stay for you, me. I'll say it's gonna put some love in your life. Don't you really want to know how it feels? Everybody want to see what it's like. We even want to be inside. It ain't lies. We all know there's better things in this life.
Today is a special day. I just mailed 17 notice of liabilities to some very compromised subhumans. Subhumans who have violated their oaths of office and committed treason for being complicit with executing all the COVID-19 measures that have turned our operating realities upside down, committing great harm to humanity. This worldwide orchestrated medical tyranny put into place has absolutely nothing to do with keeping us safe from a fictitious boogie virus. But rather, it serves a far-reaching political agenda of absolute control and the removal of our basic rights and freedoms. There is proof and evidence of this at every turn. Though naturally, the treasonous mainstream media systematically avoids such information dissemination. Thank God, more and more people are waking up and understanding the science and statistics presented are flawed and manipulated to justify an oppressive totalitarianism that's being rolled out worldwide at an alarming rate. As history has shown, when governments remove rights and freedoms, they do not simply give them back a short time later. The lockdowns will just be 2 weeks to stop the spread. Get it? We are heading rapidly towards a very dark and dangerous future for all of us, including you and your own family and friends. If action is not taken immediately to halt what can only be described as outright bulldozing tyranny, well, the buck stops here. I'm taking a personal stand, along with several other Knights of the Little Kids Roundtable, whom you'll meet tonight. A couple months ago, I thought the letters N-O-L were just the 14th, 15th, and 12th letters of the alphabet. I had no idea they stood for notice of liability. I had no idea an NOL is a powerful weapon, wielding kryptonite-like power over the Druid Babylonian bastards. Let me say that again, because I just like how it sounds. The Druid Babylonian bastards. Over the past 2 months, my fellow knights and I have been sharpening our NOL weapon, which has been, as of today, drawn to defend the monumental attack on all our freedoms. Today, you will learn about what an NOL is and how we are using it as a legitimate legal weapon to hold those to account who knowingly helped perpetrate the fraud behind the COVID-19 measures and hold them personally accountable for the harm, damage, and loss that their treachery has caused. This lawful action will hold individuals personally responsible for treason, genocide, and crimes against humanity, the actions of the government and the devastating harm they've caused, including untold deaths from suicide brought on by the desolation of lockdown and the avoidable deaths from cancer and other diseases that have systematically gone untreated. All of this amounts to nothing, nothing short of pure and calculated evil. Hear us, you Druid Babylonian bastards. We will not consent to having our most basic rights and freedoms removed based on lies and deceptions, assisted by fear-based mind control and psychological manipulation of the complicit mainstream media. We, the people, are very, very nice until we're not. So let's get into the notice of liability, shall we? Yes, we shall. On today's live stream are the team members who helped create the evolved NOL, all possessing amazing minds and specializing in various talents unselfishly shared with the greater group. This has truly been a 1+1+1=111 exercise. So tune in, sit back, and enjoy the fireworks. Because if we do our jobs right, you will leave this video with positive enthusiasm, with your hand held high in the air waving, "Hey coach, put me in. How do I get involved?" Before I bring on the team to the call, though, allow me to present to you a brief video that gives you insight into what this NOL is, physically, and how is it assembled correctly. And then we'll unpack it for you as a group. So 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Hey, everyone. I can't believe it. Today's the day I am actually going to get these NOLs in the mail. So I wanted to show you, just to lay it out, exactly how the mail will be prepped. And I am also videoing this just to add some additional documentation so that I have each NOL and their tracking numbers, their certified tracking numbers, on video. Now, what I did, so here's an example. You want to make sure that they go out certified, except your master, which needs to go out registered. We'll explain that. But here's an example of how this will arrive inside this with a bill of lading, which we'll review in a little bit what the bill of lading looks like. But the bill of lading needs to be inside the envelope on top of the NOL, not bound with it. That's very important. So there'll be two separate documents. The BOL, Bill of Lading, and the NOL, okay? This is the cover page. Now, because federally, I'm sending this to 8 different people, and they are all here. You can see them. What I did to be able to keep track of everything and make sure that I have the certified number up here matching the certified number that is the envelope is I just did a check mark next to each one. So this is going to Scott. Oh, let me start over because I want to document. This is going to Ronald Dion DeSantis, and here is his certified mail number. I'm going to go through quickly. I'm not just going to give you the blow-by-blow. Again, this is for my records, just because I want to be especially anal on these, because a lot of work has gone into these. And I hope you can appreciate that. I just want to make sure that I have another method of tracking these. And you know what? I just made this up. So I think that you might want to do the same for your own records. Now, what do we have here? This I'm going to show you more fully within this video. What's the contents of that? But that is my master. Everything in there is my master. That is like gold. Okay. Now, this is my federal batch. Now, let's go to my local batch that's going to go to my local jurisdiction. Okay? Okay, before I do that, I just wanted to show you how I'm going to assemble it. So this is the bill of lading. I have made a PDF that shows each one of these so that you can see exactly. So you don't have to worry about this part. This then is the NOL, and this is the envelope. I'm going to place this on top of this and insert it into that. Just going to take a moment here, and I will warn you, with this binding, it gets a little snug, but it can go in there. You just have to be very patient. Do not lose your patience on this. Do it slowly, because if you screw up the envelope, you screw up everything. Okay, did you see that? See, it fits. It's a little snug, but don't lose your patience. You worked too hard to get it here. Now, just a little hint from Heloise. We're going to have a lot of envelopes. Now, you can choose to use your tongue on all of these, plus 9 more. Or you can be a smart little person and do what I'm doing, which I'm getting some water and a rag, and I'm going to seal them that way. Because if you've ever tasted glue, now I know many of you might have sniffed it in your day. I don't judge. But if you ever tasted a lot of glue, ugh. Now, for those of you who might have a spiritual bent to you, I will tell you what I did as I pressed this down. I said, Lord, bless this as your weapon. And I'm going to do that for every one of these. Because, you know what? I can't. He can. And I think I'll let him. Time out. I'm calling an audible, everyone. I'm calling an audible. I changed my prayer to, Lord, bless this as a weapon of your righteousness. Okay, everyone. These are all sealed and ready to go. These are the federal. And that is my master, which I'm going to explain to you in a little bit. But if you guys have any kind of spiritual bent and you have a higher power, I would ask that maybe right now you just take a look at these and maybe just put up a prayer to your higher power. Lord, serve these with your righteous judgment. In my particular case, I say in Jesus' name, amen. Hey, I have a riddle for you. What's black, white, purple, green, and yellow, and rhymes with a big bag of whoop-ass? That, my friends, that. Okay, here's my local NOLs that are going out. So I just want to document. This is going to Bonnie, and that's the number. with me. And I really do recommend you do the same thing. And it helps keep you organized too, right? This is my fifth one. Capture that. We have the sixth one. Capture that. And this may be going a little bit overboard, but again, I go back to the fact that there has been so much work put into this. I just want to be able to have a complete documentary, if you know what I'm saying. Okay.
You know, when you have that group of family members over for a big holiday and everybody finally leaves after all of that prep and service and just hanging out, and you love them, but man, you just can't wait to get rid of them. Well, that's what's going on right here. I love these little guys, but I can't wait to get rid of them. They are all done, everyone. They are all done. So now, guess where Uncle Odd's going? I'm going to the post office. Cheers!
Where are you going, Uncle Odd?
Oh, I'm just going over to the corner of Druid and Babylonian Bastard. And I'm going to take these NOLs, and I'm going to get them into the postal system so that some Druid Babylonian Bastards are served. Yeah, I'm in my car right now. I'm just taking my little friends for a little joyride.
Well, looky here. There's the post office. And I'm going to go in without a mask. Why? Because I have my little mask exemption card. I'll just put that little bad boy with the lanyard around my neck. And I'll just take these guys in without a mask.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I am walking in with my NOLs to the post office to get them in action in the system. Cheers, everyone.
So certified
mail, U.S.
only, so if you want a paper return receipt. That
makes sense. Postmark. You're going to get this done. This is what it means. This is
going to get...
Is that the last one?
All right.
And there we go. Thank you, sir. And that, my friends, is how we get it done. Well, that was a giant sense of accomplishment. These NOLs are in the system. Yeah! Okay, guys. Here it is. These are out there in the postal system, working. So I'm just gonna again do one last scan to make sure. Now Deborah Burks right there, just FYI, there was a zip code error. So I need to change that in the master. It's 30329. I'm glad the guy caught that. So again, thank you for your patience. I'm doing this for my own video journaling to make sure that I have everything captured. Boom. Okay, now what I'm also doing, I just scanned these to a PDF. I'll print it out and show you. And that's going to go in my master, along with the originals of the certified mail receipts. This is my little master, purse, or whatever you call it, briefcase. So I'm doing that just to stay organized. Okay, you can see here that I took my PDF that I scanned, and now I have a copy of all of my certified mail receipts. Again, to be organized, I will then take those. So those are my scanned, printed receipts, along with the original receipts. And I will include it in my master little briefcase there that ultimately I will register mail back to myself. Okay?
But just think about what a difference a damned year makes that make to where they're literally trying to take Christmas away from us. I mean, Thanksgiving away from us. It's like they've turned our families as asymptomatic silent assassins. So you can't even go be with your loved ones anymore. I mean, my personal case, you know, my ex has, you know, an issue and is deathly afraid of catching anything, getting sick and whatnot. So it's literally just, it's like I can't even be with my daughters without it starting some kind of chain reaction because I may be carrying, even though I don't need to go through all that. I'm just saying that we got to do something. And that's why when I got involved with this, you know, I tend to be a man of action, and it's like, this is the least that we can do. It just seems like it's something. That's all. It's just something. So when we get everything pulled together in the repository, you better believe I'm going to promote like crazy the fake11.com/NOL that'll redirect you to the repository. And then, you know, I think as evidenced by those on this call, you're not going to be without help. So we just ask that you act, that you just, you know, don't be a keyboard warrior, you know, just act, do it. I didn't know a thing about it. And I still, if you can't tell tonight, I still don't know a lot about any of this. It's just like, you know, but I trust it. I trust the guys that are on this call, you know, are way smarter than me in these areas. And I trust that. But man, we have to do something, because if we don't, it's like, when they put their boot on their necks, I don't see them, you know, raising their knee anytime soon. They're just going to step down harder and harder and harder. And it just sucks to see the world, you know, just disappearing before our eyes. Literally. I mean, just anything that, I mean, shit. Humanity. I mean, our relationships. It's like, when's the last time you went out in public and just saw smiling faces? I mean, all you see are these fucking masks, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. So please. All right. I'm sorry for the rant, but I felt the movement.
Well, hey, I'm not one to be a victim, and you know, we're capable, you know, we're alive, man. I mean, we have the spirit. We're coming with the authority of righteousness in this, because
yes,
we're asking for the truth. It's a truth finding mission, and we're coming in honor. Now, if somebody was coming to me in that respect, I would answer them. I would respond to them,
mm-hmm.
especially if they were, you know, making it apparent that silence is shame. Because right. My word is my bond. And if I go against my bond, my word, then you're basically demonstrating how much of a piece of shit you are.
Yep.
There's my rant.
Oh, it's a great rant. It's a great rant. Now, okay, Robin, your rant. You're up. We're going to go around the block. Everyone's going to rant.
I rant every night when I have my moment of calm after a day's work. I rant. I end up ranting to myself.
There you go.
I walk in the door and I turned on the video and here I am. So.
Well, we appreciate you. You've been a sage counsel throughout this whole process. and Paul, man, you have been I don't know what to say about you. You've been like this foot soldier that's just like irrepressible. I don't know how many times you went through the NOL word by word to make sure everything was perfect, but you did. And thank you. And then John Jay is like this guy. I had no idea you existed, but now that I have gotten to know you, it's like, I feel like we've been best friends for years. And that's what's cool about this process. It's bringing everyone together. I mean, Jason, you're an executive, you're a CEO, and you're leaning into this. I mean, you have payroll that you're responsible for big time, and you're taking your time from running your company to actually lean in to help us organize all of this. And you're doing three states yourself. And then Eric, you've been that like voice of reason in the background, and the one that has participated in all of these other groups. And you bring all of that wisdom to the table so that we could benefit. And it's just been awesome, man. It's been awesome. So I'm proud to know all of you guys and really grateful to be in the same foxhole, and that we are. We are all in a foxhole, and all of you in the chat. Look, there. I think we had up to 25 watching tonight. There would have been a lot more if I wouldn't keep getting the ban hammer, but that's okay, because the 25 who are here tonight were meant to be here tonight. And I don't know. I'm just happy that this is all underway, and thank you guys for investing two and a half hours tonight. And I have recorded this so that even if I get the ban hammer, it's not going away, and we will post this on FakoTube, which if you aren't already if you haven't gone to FakoTube to you know, follow us over there, you should, because Ab does a great job curating lots of different videos that are relevant by the day. And by the way, I just, I have a producer who's whispering in my ear, and, oh my goodness. But this just in, guys, the election results. So I need to share this with you. Here's what we know so far, guys. Here's what we know so far.
I love that.
Yeah. And well, that's what is it? It's 9:17 PM. So anyway, that's why you come here, because of the, whoa, what's that? Wait a minute. We have something else in. It's it's a color palette, map palette. What is this down here? Okay, it looks like we're all fucked, everyone.
That's the best map I've seen.
Oh, if you can't have fun around the little kids' table, what good are the adults over there? You know, we don't want to join them anymore. Okay. With that, I think we're going to end on a good note. And again, thanks everyone. Anyone have any last words?
Just thanks, one thing. Hey, Robin, appreciate you guys getting this started and providing much needed guidance on a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm for one, I'm thrilled to be a part of this. And I do think that this is going to be a big time shot over the bow. It's from a legal perspective, this document is sniper fire with buckshot, and it's going to hit everybody. And they don't even know this is coming. So it's going to be real interesting to see the response. And it's going to be more interesting to see what we can do to counter all the BS going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it creates a very big stick.
Yeah,
I can tell you that there's a girl in the SPC chat group named Sarah, and she and a couple of other people, they're about 20 miles south of me in Utah here. They served the NOL in its infancy, so several months ago. And some of the effects that we've seen is the director of the Utah Department of Health, the executive director, he is since then been relegated to the deputy director of the Department of Health, and an interim executive director has been appointed twice. There's been three now since July. So I think it might be having an effect.
Hey, that brings something up. So I'm serving this to a man, let's say to Fauci, right? And let's say Fauci looks at this and says, I'm out, and he resigns.
It follows the position too.
It does?
Lena was discussing that at least. I would imagine that the same thing applies here because they were both kind of springboarded off the same structure.
Okay, so it follows the position, which is why, I mean, that's good to know, because if somebody were to call me and actually, this is a good question. What if somebody does call me? What if somebody reaches out to me and says, Mr. Uncle Odd, we'd like to have a chat with you about what you just sent. I mean, normally you'd say, well, you could talk to my attorney, you know, what would I
just refer him back to the affidavit and the terms of the agreement. It's crystal clear. I mean, there's very little, if any, ambiguity within the terms.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's an important point though, because the reality is we don't have to respond to any questions from them.
Okay.
So if somebody contacts you, ignore them.
Okay. Sure.
You don't have to answer their questions.
You confirm that, John Jay?
Yeah, absolutely. It takes care of itself.
Okay.
They need to good. Do their big
you
noise. Yeah.
You don't owe them any response until they respond right. to you.
Yep.
Correct.
Oh, that's a good one-liner. You respond to me, I'll respond to you.
I like it's saying things like, man, I like saying things like, I'm sorry that I can't remediate you. You're going to have to go get some help. You're supposed to know this stuff. I've had attorneys tell me stuff like, I didn't know you could do that. You know, hey, go get John,
gonna cause that reaction.
Forget the GoFundMe. John Jay's going to launch a t-shirt campaign that says, I can't remediate you. I'll buy the first set. Awesome. Okay, guys. Well, we'll wrap this up and look, you know, we did it. We did it. And we're going to continue to do it. So stay tuned. Keep coming back, everyone. And keep finding us. The only place you need to, if you ever lose me, if all of a sudden you go somewhere and say, what happened? What happened to that channel? What happened to that Uncle Odd guy? Where do you go? Fake11.com/Uncle Odd, and it'll redirect you where I'm at. So just remember that. And I do invite you once again to the Telegram discussion, t.me/Uncle Odd, just because it's grown to be a really nice community, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Should be an easy tap for Tiger for the win, and it goes in! It goes in! Oh my God, the crowd's going wild! The crowd's going wild!
Stay safe, sane, and sanitized.